with the habits that will get you to success in the first place, you must go against the grain of your natural human nature and not allow yourself to relax or get complacent just because you are successful.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has, relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unified philosophy that is called work on your game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic is, we are picking up on part number 10 of our 10-part series. This will be the conclusion of this series, not the conclusion of the show itself, but this series on why you may fear of success. Before we get started, let me give you a couple things that you should know or to be reminded of if you forgot that my daily motivation text, which we will be having sent out again soon, as soon as we get things cleared up. You just text me at my number to get this message, to get a message that will be guaranteed to have you focus sharp and on point to start your day. Just text me at 305-384-6894. Secondly, Work On Your Game University. That is the place where I do all my coaching. It's the only place where I work with people directly. If you would like to have me as your direct coach, there is a way, but there is only one way. And that only way is to be in Work On Your Game University. We have a 4-part framework there based around mindset, strategy, systems, and accountability. Let me tell you what Work On Your Game University is. It is about helping people perform at your highest level, doing so consistently, and as a result, making more money in your business. If that sounds like the wavelength that you're on right now, and I'm guessing that's the wavelength that many of you are on, because otherwise, why would you be listening to this? Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com and you can see exactly what we are doing, exactly how it works. And then you can schedule a time to get on a call with us and we can find out where you're at, where you want to go, what might be in your way, and we'll tell you how we can take it from there. Again, that link and that number are down below in the description to this episode. With that out the way, let's pick up right where we left off, was that point number 28 of our series, which we're going to go 28, 29, 30 total points of why you may be in fear of success. Doing 30 points on this, folks, lets you know this is a deep subject. All right, that's the reason why we got 30 points on this. So let's get to it. Number 28, complacency. One reason that you may be in fear of success is because you believe or you have found in your past that when you become more successful, relatively speaking, and this whole series, when I say success, what I mean is relative to your current status, that you will become complacent. You'll just stop working as hard and you don't want to go into that situation. But at the same time, you're not becoming successful. So then you got to keep working hard to stay mediocre. So you can see that this is kind of like a mind fuck that you're doing to yourself. As people accumulate success, it is a thing. This is not a figment of imagination that people tend to not work as hard as they become more successful, because you work hard to get to a certain level of success. Your barometer is set at a certain level. You got there. Now you stop. You take your foot off the gas. Get a little bit lazy because you're no longer struggling. Maybe you're no longer in survival mode and all your needs are taken care of. So it's a natural thing that happens to many people, because human beings' natural state is to be lazy and to conserve energy. So anytime we can do that, we tend to lean towards doing so. So along with the habits that will get you to success in the first place, you must go against the grain of your natural human nature and not allow yourself to relax or get complacent just because you are successful, again, relative to what you've done in the past. And just because you've done more than other people doesn't mean you should relax and do less. And this is the reason why you shouldn't, for the most part, you should not compare where you are to where other people are, most other people, because you may find yourself being ahead of most other people, which may lead to you becoming more complacent simply because you're ahead of everybody else. But where you end up in life has nothing to do with where other people are. It has to do with your potential and what you could do, not what other people have done or what they are doing. Because there is somebody out there, if you look around hard enough, who's doing, you're doing 10 times better than them. And there's also somebody out there who's doing 1,000 times better than you, and probably a bunch of people, if you look around hard enough. So what does that mean? Does that mean you're going to quit because you can't catch up? Does it mean you're going to work 1,000 times harder? It shouldn't mean either one, because first of all, you shouldn't be paying attention to what other people's business is, because it ain't your business. What you need to be looking at is what you could do and what you see as your potential, and base your activities around that. The only reason you use other people is so you can borrow from them what you could use to help you get to your highest level, and so you can help other people, because the only way you can help yourself is by helping others. So don't be looking around too much at everybody else, because that, again, can lead to complacency, especially if you're a person who is serious about personal growth, then you are doing better than most other people, just on average. So this can hurt you because of a human being's natural instinct to relax and grow complacent. So when you're no longer in struggle mode or survival mode, you have to utilize this mental alchemy and trick yourself into pushing yourself to go for more, even though you already have more than quote unquote enough. And this is a very important mindset shift that any human who's serious about growth and advancement, you must undergo this mindset shift, because many of us grow up with the mindset that we need to get to the point of having enough. And then once we have enough, then it's okay to relax. And or you are somehow greedy or bad if you go for more, even though you already have enough. I saw this tweet or post, I guess you call it now, you don't call it tweets anymore, on X this morning. It might have been posted the day before from when I'm recording this. It was by Hillary Clinton, former Secretary of State, former First Lady and presidential nominee, Hillary Clinton. And she was saying that, in essence, what she said, I don't remember the exact verbiage that she used, but she was saying, because we have so many people, so many young people, so many kids going hungry in the world, here's what she said. She said, I do accept and appreciate the value of rewarding hard work, but it doesn't make sense that there are people out there who are billionaires and trillionaires while there are kids out there who are starving and don't know where their next meal is coming from. I'm paraphrasing what she said, but that's pretty close to what she said. And that there is, I mean, I know it's a political thing. I mean, she's playing a political game in doing that, but the essence of her point is complete bullshit. That's bullshit. First of all, it's a non sequitur. The fact that there are millionaires and billionaires and trillionaires out there has nothing to do with the fact that there are people out there struggling to eat and pay bills and take care of rent and know where their next meal is coming from. One does not lead to the other. Non sequitur just means it does not follow. Just because this is true and this is true does not mean that they are correlated, or does not mean that they are creating each other. Actually, that's the wrong word that I'm using. Correlation is another word that I'm missing. It's escaping me. Causation, right? So it means that they may be correlated, but they are not causing each other. So correlation does not equal causation. Let me get my verbiage right here. So just because there's a billionaire down the street and there's a homeless person two blocks away does not mean that these two things are creating each other. The fact that one person is a billionaire is not the reason why that homeless person exists, and vice versa. The homeless person does not exist because there's a billionaire. So this is a concept that you've heard many people, usually people who lean very heavily liberal, throw these things out there because it's a great emotionally triggering talking point that doesn't make logical sense, but a lot of people have bought into it. So this is one of the reasons that people may sometimes become complacent as they become more successful, because you have been indoctrinated with this concept that when you have enough to be successful, if you keep trying to get more and more and more for yourself, you're somehow bad or greedy, because there are other people out there who don't even have the enough level yet. So who are you to be going after more when there are other people out there who don't even have enough yet? Well, the fact that there are people out there that don't have enough has no bearing on what you do for yourself. See, you hitting the brakes on your success is not going to make a homeless person no longer be homeless. You hitting the brakes on yourself is not going to make that kid who doesn't know where their next meal is coming from get their next meal. You eating all the food on your plate is not going to feed the starving kids in Africa. It's not going to happen. Again, emotionally, it sounds good. And I was a person who, for many years of my life, even well into adulthood, believed a lot of this nonsense until a mirror was held up to me and I had to logically look at it and say, like, damn, that is some bullshit. Now that I realize it, I realize how much it had blinded me to actual logical, rational thinking. So make sure you're not allowing yourself to get caught up in these ways of thinking. You getting more for yourself does not preclude another person from getting anything for themselves. Repeat, you getting more for yourself does not preclude another person getting anything for themselves. If you got $1 million in a bank and you go get another million, that is not stopping a broke person from going and getting their first thousand. So you getting another million is not taking money off the table that broke person can't get. They can go get money too, because we live in a universe of abundance. This is not a universe of limitation. It is a universe of abundance, which means the following. Anyone who wants something can go get it, and we are not fighting for a limited amount of resources. Sometimes it may feel like that emotionally, but it's not actually the truth. Anyone who wants to go get rich can get rich. Anyone who wants to get in shape can get in shape. Anyone who wants to have a lot for themselves can have a lot for themselves. The fact of the matter is, actually, let me back up. What some people may say using the emotional talking points is, well, Dre, if everyone wanted to go do that, there wouldn't be enough left for everyone to go get it. Then they'll maybe even show some logic to why that is true. And in some ways, they are right. But here's the problem. Problem is, most people don't have the ambition or the drive or the will or the determination or the discipline or the mindset to go get everything that they want. So if you go try to get everything you want, you ain't competing against the whole world, because the whole world ain't trying to do that. Everybody understand? So it's not your responsibility to make other people want what they don't want, because most people don't want it, and most people don't have the tools to go get it, even if they told themselves on a surface level that they didn't want it. Most people don't seriously want to be wildly successful. On a surface level, yes, you want to be wildly successful. Almost everybody would say yes, because they don't want to sound like an idiot. But look at people's actions. Don't listen to people's words. Look at their actions. So you must adopt and understand this mindset emotionally as well as logically, that you going and getting more for yourself is not stopping anybody else from getting anything for themselves. Because again, most people, especially the people who sit around saying these stupid things like there shouldn't be billionaires in the world when there are kids starving. What the hell does a billionaire's existence have to do with kids starving? Nothing. It has nothing to do with it. The kids starving ain't because of the billionaire. Billionaire did not take food out of that kid's mouth. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com. And get my emails directly to your inbox every day, free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. Have you ever wondered why so many people have big goals and big dreams for themselves and they work hard every single day, yet they never reach their goals? You ever wondered about that? I have. And I found out the reason why this happens is because most people never ask themselves a key third question, which is, who do I need to be while I'm doing what I'm doing so that I can have what I want to have? You see, if you never fix your mindset and the way that you're thinking about a situation and the way you think about yourself and the way you see yourself in the mirror, then it doesn't matter what you do and it doesn't matter what you want. You will never get there because you simply have an inaccurate formula. I wrote the book called The Mirror of Motivation, which addresses this first question. Who do I need to be? And when you answer that question, then when you do what you need to do, it will produce the outcomes of you having what you want to have. If that sounds like it might be the missing link in your process, and let me let you know, it is the missing link in your process. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. All you do is cover the shipping, and I'm going to give you a free copy of that book physically mailed to your doorstep. Again, mirrorofmotivation.com. So you can be who you need to be, then do what you need to do, and then you're going to have what you want to have in your life. Mirrorofmotivation.com. Point number 29. We are talking here today on part 10 of our series of why you may be fearing success. Number 29. Your success will make other people uncomfortable. Well, here we go again. Back to this point. Notice how often this one has come up in this series, and maybe not in the exact verbiage, but this has come up over and over again. Yes, your success will make other people uncomfortable. We're not going to run away from this one, and I'm not going to refute it. Yes, your success will make other people uncomfortable for the myriad reasons we have already covered in this series. Specifically because your success will be a reflection of other people's lack of success, especially those who at one point were equal to you. People who are your peers, your family members, people from your community, people you went to school with, people who started their career the same time as you, and now you're 50 levels above them, even though you both started at the same place. Your success is a reflection of what they had not achieved. This is true. This will happen. And yes, it will make other people uncomfortable. Now, again, uncomfortable or discomfort, which is a better way of saying it, is not measurable. You can't measure somebody's level of discomfort, but you may be able to sense that your success makes other people uncomfortable, and you're probably right. Okay? I'm not telling you that this is not true. Yes, this is true. Your progress is a reflection of someone else's lack of it. And your forward thinking and Your forward thinking is a reflection of other people's lack of it. None of these are your personal responsibility. You being successful and that success reflecting on someone else as their lack of success is not your business. That is a responsibility of the person who is feeling that energy. And you should not allow yourself to feel uncomfortable just because your success makes someone else allegedly uncomfortable. Because again, discomfort is not measurable. You can't see or touch discomfort, but you may sense it in another person. So even if you sense another person's uncomfortable because you're more successful than them, that ain't your problem. And that's not your business, nor should you tamp down your success to make them feel better about themselves. Again, it is not your business. Remember that most people are average or below average. All right, that means your peers, people you went to school with, your friends, your neighbors, your family members, most of them are average or below average. Look around and tell me if I'm wrong. And guess what? They're going to stay that way their whole lives, no matter what you do. Whether you gain 1,000 times more success than you have right now, or you get 1,000 times worse than you are right now, the average people around you will still be the same average people no matter what you do. Your actions are not going to change their outcomes. I want that point to sink in. Let me take a sip of water because I want that one to sink in. Average people should feel uncomfortable around you because you have so little in common with them in terms of your outcomes, your habits, and your thoughts. Average people should feel uncomfortable around you because you and them have nothing in common. If average people feel comfortable around you, that's because you are too similar to them. People feel comfortable around people who are like them. So if you're hanging around a bunch of average people and they all feel normal and comfortable around you, you got a problem. You have an emergency. You should do something about that if you want my advice. You should panic when you find yourself having average people feel comfortable around you. They should feel uncomfortable. They should look at you and say, damn, this person is everything that I could and should be if I only had some discipline, some confidence, some mental toughness, some determination, some personal initiative, some willingness to do the work, some knowledge, some information. And I was actually, you know, applying all the stuff that I knew. That's who I would be if I had any of those things, but I don't have none of them. So damn, I do feel uncomfortable around this person. That's how they should feel. And you should be completely okay with that. If they don't feel like that, you should be looking at yourself in the mirror like, what the hell is wrong with me? Do you know what the number one key is for you to advance and get to a higher level from where you are right now? It is not for you to work harder, wake up earlier, or go to sleep later. No, it is for you to get the right insight. In other words, to ask yourself the right questions. These questions are usually questions that you don't have the answer to, but dealing with those questions opens the door for you getting to that next level that you want to reach. How do you get help with this? By getting coaching, by getting around other people who can see things that you don't see, who have perceptions and insights that you don't have. This is why coaching is as valuable as it is, and this is why higher level performers always invest in coaching. The best way you can do that from here is to go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. That is the only place I offer coaching, the only place I work with anyone directly. If you just go to workonyourgameuniversity.com, you can see all your options for getting involved with us and engaging and having someone coaching you so that you can take yourself to that next level again through insight, not just through effort. Again, it's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Point number 30. Today we are on part 10 of 10. Why you may be in fear of success. Number 30, you won't be acknowledged. You fear that you're going to do all this work and put all this effort in and you're going to become this successful individual and you still are not going to get the acknowledgement that you thought success would bring with it. This is the mindset of, what if I do all of this and it's all for nothing? This is one of the ways that people preclude themselves from becoming successful at anything. What if I do all of this and I'm still not happy? What if I do all of this and I still don't feel successful? What if I do all of this and I still don't, you know, get the girl or the guy or the ring or the trophy or the happiness or the success or the followers or the likes or the love or whatever it is that you think creating success is going to get for you? You say to yourself, well, what if I do all of that and I don't get it? And then you hold yourself back from doing anything and you basically have just mind fucked yourself into doing nothing. And then you live happily ever after as an average person, aka a loser. Because if you can't win, then you, by default, you lose. So if I do all this work to become successful and people still don't acknowledge me or honor me or appreciate me, all right, then what? All right, again, this is something that people think to themselves before they do anything to become successful. So again, it's a mind fuck. Let me let you in on a secret. Can I tell you all a secret? Okay, write this one down. As you become more successful, generally, as you become more successful, it's going to sound counterintuitive, but I'll explain. You will usually get less praise, less acknowledgement, and fewer pats on the back as you become more successful. Now, I told you this is a counterintuitive point. But some of you are thinking, wait a minute, Dre, what the hell are you talking about? I see people who are successful and they seem to have adoring fans, people bowing at their feet, people want to do everything for them, people want to give everything to them. They become celebrities the more successful they get. So what do you mean as you become more successful, you're going to get less praise and less acknowledgement and fewer pats on the back? What the hell are you talking about, Dre? That doesn't make any sense. I can understand why it doesn't make any sense to you, but let me explain to you why it does make perfect sense. Because you see famous people out there who are publicly noted for their success, and it seems that people go out of their way to genuflect at their feet, right? Okay. Now, while that is true, for the most part, yes, this is true. Most people, follow this, most people who have created outsized level of success do not get that type of treatment. You see, famous people are few and far between. You see, amongst the successful, quote unquote successful, however you define that term success, there's a whole bunch of people. A small percentage of them are name brand famous type of people who have a bunch of fans and a bunch of people talking about them and a bunch of people wanting to be like them. And they got fan pages on Instagram. That's only a small percentage of successful people have that. The rest of the people who are successful by your measure of success, nobody knows who the hell they are. Nobody knows them. They are known in their space. They're known in their environment. They're known in their communities. But everyday people, we don't know who they are. We don't know them. And the people who do know of them, they are not, again, they are not looked at as celebrities. They're just a person who has created success. They don't get pats on the back. They can walk through the mall. Nobody knows who they are. That's not how it goes for most people who are successful. Most people who are successful are not name brand famous people. Okay, so do not be fooled by what you see on TV or in the media that when you become successful, you're just going to be this famous person. Everybody's going to know you and everybody's going to want to do things for you and give things to you. Most people who are successful do not have that experience. They are not world famous individuals. They're not even local famous. They're not even state famous or city famous, let alone world famous. They may be successful in their community or in their world, but on an everyday level, nobody knows them. And remember that most people are average by definition. So as such, they have created stories in their mind about why they are not successful and how the people who are successful must have done something immoral or unscrupulous or greedy or bad in order to get there. Because again, this is the way that people basically fool themselves into, they rationalize why they are unsuccessful. Because very few people are just going to say, well, I just didn't want to put in effort. I didn't want to do the work. I didn't want to push myself. So that's why I just decided to be an average individual. Most people won't say that. There are a few who will, but most people won't. They come up with a story and we call it rationalization. If you didn't hear me talk about rationalization, you can hear about that in episode number 2456. Yeah, episode 2456, Confronting Your Rational Lies. And most people, average people, will resent you for your success. Again, you ain't got to be famous. They can just live next door to you. They could be your high school classmate. They will not be happy for your success. So you should not create success because you believe it's going to get you more acknowledgement. If that's the reason you're trying to get success, don't do it. Usually your success will get you less acknowledgement. Again, it seems crazy, but it's true. I just told you why. With that out the way, let's recap today's points. We're on part 10 of 10, why you may be in fear of success. Number 28, complacency. As people accumulate success, they tend to not work as hard. They may get a little lazy, take their feet off the gas. And because many of you have been socially conditioned to believe that being more successful when you already have enough is somehow bad or negative, understand that the more money you make does not take money out of another person's pocket. The more food that you eat does not feed a starving kid in China or Africa. All right, it doesn't work that way. I know emotionally you've been taught that, but it's not true. It's complete bullshit. Number 29, other people may be uncomfortable with your success. This one is real. Yes, people will be uncomfortable with your success, and they should be. Average people should feel uncomfortable around you. If average people feel normal around you, that's because you're one of them, and you should panic and you should do something about that ASAP. Number 30, no acknowledgement. All right, as you become more successful, you may be wondering, well, maybe I won't get all the acknowledgement that I'm expecting when I become successful. And the answer is you probably won't. Why? Because most people who are successful are not world famous people. They're not Taylor Swift. They go to a football game and the whole world is talking about it. It's not usually what happens when a person becomes successful. Most people who are successful are relatively unknown. They are not world famous. They can go to the grocery store, to the Starbucks, and nobody knows who the hell they are. And there's not people asking to take pictures with them because nobody knows who they are. Again, by your definition of success. And as you become more successful, average people will see your success. It will be a reflection of their lack of success. They're not going to acknowledge you. They're not going to pat you on the back. They're not going to tell you how much they're proud of you. There are some who will, but there are many people who won't. You will be appreciated and accepted less as you become more successful. So understand this, accept this, and understand you're creating success not because it's going to serve your ego based on what other people say, but it's going to fulfill you based on what you see as your potential for yourself. That's the reason why you become successful, not because of what you think other people are going to think, say, or do to or for you. With that out the way, folks, this is our 10-part series on why you may be in fear of success. I could write a whole book on this subject. Maybe I will. Maybe I'll take all 10 of these episodes and convert this into a book and make a book about why you may fear success. All right, don't hold me to that just yet, but if I live long enough, that book is probably going to come. So look out for it. But all that out the way, folks, make sure you text me. See you in my text community. My number is 305-384-6894. It's also listed down below in the description. And Work On Your Game University. If you are not in fear of success, or maybe even if you are, you want to get over it, and you want to make sure you develop the bulletproof mindset, you have a framework. You want to have a framework for building your business strategically, have a system so that you can make your business operations duplicatable, consistent, and predictable. And you want to hold everything accountable to make sure that the people and the processes are working the right way, so you can perform at your highest level, do so consistently, and make more money because you are serving the right people the right way at the highest possible level in your business. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com and you can work with me directly. Have me as your personal coach and we can get to work ASAP. That's workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions, you can share challenges with me, you are messaging me directly, you can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. Question: are you looking for a health and wellness upgrade that's as easy as sipping your morning coffee? Or if you're like me, you don't even drink coffee? Meet AG1, the superhero of all-in-one supplements. With just one scoop a day, you'll experience a powerhouse blend of 75 essential nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will have you feeling like you can leap tall buildings in a single bound. You can feel like it, though. You don't even have to try it. AG1 is your personal health sidekick, packed with prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes to support optimal gut health. Now, what exactly does all that mean? That means you can say goodbye to those pesky nutrient gaps that you have in your system right now, and you probably don't even know it, and say hello to a vitality boost that will make you feel like you have superhuman strength. And this is all natural, clean stuff. But wait, there's more. When you take the leap and join the AG1 revolution right now, you'll unlock an incredible offer. You will enjoy a free one-year supply of vitamin D, which is a vital nutrient for a strong immune system and strong bones, with your first order. Plus, you're going to receive 5 free AG1 travel packs, which are perfect for staying on top of your health routine wherever life takes you. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, you're tired of having to pack 8 pills and 9 different supplements every time you go somewhere, or every time you wake up in the morning, you got to take all these different pills. You don't even know what they are. You can't remember what's what. You don't even know what the ingredients are on these things. Say goodbye to all of that and try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first order. Go to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out and start your journey to a healthier, happier you. Your body will thank you for joining the AG1 Super Squad.